Hello, welcome to the seventh podcast, your fortnightly podcast.
It's our fortnightly podcast, not theirs.
Fortnightly podcast. KA interrupted my little flow then.
Sorry.
I was going to say something. Let's just go into Riff of the Week.
Yeah, so that was Million Dead, a riff by Million Dead called Pornography. Well, the song's called Pornography for Cowards. The riff itself hasn't got a name.
Yeah, so that was our Riff of the Week. And now, Fortnite.
Oh, Riff of the Fortnite, man.
I'm usually the one who's correcting you. Now it's time...
No, I think you should say, let's just say hello quickly.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hello. I didn't do that before the Riff of the Week.
No. Just hello. I feel a bit weird. We're listing off things. It's just like we're listing off, like ticking things off. Right, now it's Riff of the Week. Now it's Emo Quote. Now we say hello. Know what I mean?
We don't do a Riff of the Week. We do a Riff of Fortnite. Even though I said before the Riff of the Fortnite, Riff of the Week.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, well, fine then. Hello. you said say
sorry,
hello.
Sorry, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Riff of the, quote of the riff, quote, emo quote of the Fortnite.
No, it's Fortnite of, quote, emo of the...
Riff.
Yeah, here's and the emo Fortnite quote of the...
Together we will float like angels.
Yeah, so the official riff of the Fortnite was
emo quote of the Fortnite.
What did I just say?
Riff.
Emo riff. See, I'm just...
Emo riff.
Sorry. Emo quote was, together we will float like angels. It's quite nice... that was
who's it by?
It's a band called Chiodos, whatever.
What's the album called? Yeah.
It's called. Wait. I know what it's called. It's called. Oh, that's what it's called. It's called All's Well That Ends Well.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called by a band called Chiodos.
Okay. Are you guys ready for our first song of the week? Fortnite!
Yeah, first song of the Fortnite is going to be by a band called Alexis on Fire. Not Alex is on fire. Don't
Alexis.
Be an idiot. Alexis on fire.
No, I was just saying Alexis, not Alex. Alexis.
Yeah, no, it's not Alex is on fire. Anyway, I
recommended them a couple of podcasts ago. They're good. Yeah, they're good.
Anyway. So here's the track.
Hey, it's your funeral, mama.
Fire smoke!
Yeah, so that was Alexis on Fire with Hey, It's Your Funeral Mama. Quite a good song. Well, no.
A very good song.
Yeah, it's a very good song. We only play very good songs. Except for that Horse, Horse, Horse song. That was just an average song.
We just wanted to advertise Horse, Horse, Horse.
Yeah.
We wanted to whore Horse, Horse, Horse.
Anyway, we just want to say a quick hello to Josh Shebo from Blandford.
Well, Shebo isn't his real last name, but... it sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a cool name. So, hey Josh, and
hey
to all
Josh
your friends.
And all your friends, yeah. Hello.
Blandford. I hope it's not that bland in Blandford.
Is it Blandford?
Bland.
Let's just hope it is.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because if it's bland, they don't want it to be Blandford.
What?
Don't want it to be Blandford, because then it'll be bland. They want it to be like... non-Blandford.
No, that's where he lives. He lives in Blandford.
I know, but like I'm saying, I don't want him to be... If Blandford is bland, I don't want him to be in Blandford. I want him to be somewhere else. Like,
wow, that's, you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so at the end of that, we just basically want to say hello to Josh and all your friends and all his friends.
Well, and also to Thingy.
Thingy.
Who put up a bulletin... telling people to look at our podcast.
That was last podcast, right?
No, it was before. It was one of our fans, been listening to us for ages. It's B. She put up another whoring thing and said another
thing. She doesn't whore, so that's what she says anyway. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever.
She said it as a joke because she just put up the thing saying, listen to these guys, they're really funny. She said really funny.
Was it a
You're
joke?
You're the one who's on MySpace like 24/7.
Was it a joke? I don't know. I didn't know it was a joke.
You didn't see the bulletin.
I did. I'm not. I don't know if it's a joke or not. So, anyway, so we've got a pretty big feature coming up next. Basically, I was lucky enough to be invited to go and interview Tepe from Thrice just before they played their headline show with Coheed and Circus Survive in Manchester. Now, admittedly, the interview does sound like I've just got Tepe's voice and just put in my voice over the top. But I can assure you I was actually there. It's just because we didn't have a mic on me and my friend Felix, who was also interviewing with me. So like I had to go home and like put my questions over the top again. So that's why it sounds like I've forged it almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a liar. I was there.
If you want proof, then... go to lsrfm.com and find it.
Yeah, I was there. So anyway, yeah, here's a quick, it's about 10 minutes, interview with Tepe. It was pretty cool. So how are you liking Manchester?
Pretty good. Woke up this morning around 12 and then took a walk down to like the city area. And then, just been hanging around ever since.
And how are you liking England as a whole?
I like it. It's cool. I think there's a lot of cool history and culture that kind of lacks in America just because, you know, it's a newer country, I guess.
What's the highlight of the tour been so far?
The highlight? I don't know. I actually had a really good time just walking around today, just getting out there and being alone and whatever. So it was nice.
Is there a difference between America and Europe touring-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the comfort level, like, you know, especially if you're in non-English speaking countries, like, you're always kind of the outsider and, you know, you don't know their language and whatever, so it's hard to communicate. So, I mean, it's definitely tougher being in Europe, but it's also cool because it's always such a different experience, you know what I mean?
Is there a difference between the British and the American crowds?
Yeah, I think so. It seems, for the most part, that kids in Britain are more... They just seem more excited, I think, to see shows. I don't know. I mean, I think maybe because shows don't come around as often, or bands, you know, at least American bands don't come around as often as they do in America, obviously. So I think it seems like they're a little more enthusiastic about stuff, maybe.
The latest album, Visu, is quite a departure from your older stuff. Why did this change come about?
I think just kind of natural progression, really. We've always kind of just written the music that we want to write, and it's never been like, it's never been about, you know, trying to write a certain type of music or trying to cater to a certain scene or an audience or whatever. So, I don't know. I think it's just, we all like a lot of different kinds of music, and I think that just kind of showed this time.
On your website, you state that you listen to a lot of different types of music, like John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, you know, a lot of jazz, a lot of classical. How do you think that kind of music, that kind of music influences your music and your style of music?
I don't know. I mean, I think for the most part, you know, all four of us are just fans of music, really. And I don't know. I mean, I truly appreciate anything that's good. You know, I mean, any kind of music that strikes me that's interesting and that catches my ear, I'll listen to and I'll like. It doesn't, you know, whether it be jazz or rock or classical music or whatever, you know.
What music do you think is good right now?
Contemporary stuff? I've been listening to a lot of this girl named Emiliana Torini. I think she's from Iceland maybe, but she lives in London, I'm pretty sure. But really cool. Just her newest record is just like this really stripped down acoustic guitar singing. It's really beautiful. And then she has an older record that's more kind of electronic-y. I've been listening to her a lot.
Were you ever worried that the new direction would annoy your older fans?
No, not ever worried, really. I kind of knew it from the beginning that it would. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it just, the moment you start worrying about that kind of stuff and, you know, whatever, I think that's, you can't really do that. You know what I mean? Like, once you start writing to please people, then that's not, you know, you're writing for a different agenda other than yourself.
You never doubt what you're, like, the direction you're taking.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, well, the thing is that, you know, when we first started writing this record, we didn't know where it was going. You know what I mean? It was all just totally open. And I think it's kind of nerve-wracking, but really exciting at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, yeah, there are definitely points where we're, you know, I think all four of us had different visions of where we're going. And we weren't sure what the record was going to end up sounding like. And that's kind of, you know, you get nervous about that kind of stuff. But not ever like, you know, are people going to like this or old fans, you know, are they going to like this song or this, whatever. It's, you don't, I don't know, we never really worry about that kind of stuff.
What's it been like touring with Code and Cambria and Circus Survive?
It's great. We've known Code for a really long time now. I think the first tour we did with them was probably at least 4 years ago. I think they just started as a band. And so, yeah, we've known them forever. They're good friends of ours. And Circus Survive, I think they're one of the better new bands to be coming out. So I'm really excited to be playing with them. I really like that record.
Do you get up to many pranks when you're on tour?
Not so far. It's only been a week or something. But it's actually almost over.
Are you going back to America after this tour?
Yeah, Coey's going on to do the rest of Europe. We're going home in about a week. And then we're starting the Taste of Chaos tour back there.
Where do you see Thrice in 5 years' time?
I have no idea. That's the thing about doing this, is that you know, you have no idea where you're going to be. You know, I mean, I have no idea where we're going to be musically, personally, as a band. Like, you know, how successful we'll be in 5 years. I have no idea.
Do you have a backup plan?
Not really. But, you know, I'll work something out. I wing stuff, so.
Have you got any tips for aspiring musicians or new bands?
I don't know. I think maybe just the stuff we're talking about, you know, just buying into scenes and buying into, I don't know, I just don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it should always be, I think, for the love of the music. And I know that's really cliche to say, but I truly mean it, you know. I think that that once you start kind of buying into the whole, like, you know, scene thing or a rock star thing, or, you know, doing it for other reasons than other than your love of music, I think that's when your motives obviously get tainted, and I think it shows in the music too. So
you seem to be embracing new media. You had a podcast for the promotion of the new album, and you put your album up on MySpace. What do you think about the explosion of downloading and the way things are going?
I think it's interesting, man. I think it's especially useful for smaller bands. You know, like anybody could start a band now and put up a MySpace page, and anybody in the world can see it. You know what I mean? That's that's incredible. Like, when we first started, we were handing out little cassette demos, you know, at shows. I mean, that was our best way of doing it. So, I mean, I think it's especially good for younger bands. I think it's great.
It's quite well documented that the profit you make from the album goes towards a charity of your choice. What charities are you working with at the moment?
Well, the record is benefiting a charity called 826 Valencia. We chose that because Dave Eggers, he's an author. I don't know if you've read his books or whatever, but he also did our artwork. And so we were involved with him in the making of this record. And he has a charity that he is a part of that they do a lot of things, but basically it brings it's basically like a lot of stuff to do with literature and inner city kids. There's like lots of different tutoring programs where they go to schools and help kids that are falling behind in stuff like English or whatever. They're writing workshops, so whatever, stuff like that. And then we're also working with a charity called Invisible Children. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but there's like a crisis going on in Uganda where basically kids the age, I think, anywhere from like 8 to 13, 14, are getting kidnapped and being forced to fight in militias, being forced to kill, just do terrible things. And so there's an organization called Invisible Children that's raising awareness for that. They put out a DVD. That's how we actually heard about it, is we watched the DVD. And anybody should check it out. It's incredible.
Is it important for you to have control over what's going on outside of playing shows? I mean, you know, on the internet and making videos and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We pretty much, we have a say in anything that goes on with our band, and I think we're all pretty nitpicky about stuff, so I think people probably get fed up with us, you know, trying to change every little detail about things. But yeah, we definitely have a say in everything, and I think try and have control of everything.
Has it been hard bringing the new songs into a live set full of older stuff?
I don't know, we try and work it in somewhat smoothly, but it's, you know, it's interesting having like older song like To Awaken and Avenge the Dead right next to a song like Atlantic or something, which is the newer one. But I mean, you know, whatever, that's our band. And it's kind of funny to me, you know, but...
So you don't mind playing your older stuff? I mean, some bands seem to disregard a lot of their old material when, you know, a new album comes out.
Yeah, I mean, we've been accused of that too, but I mean, it's just because... You know, you put out a new record, you're excited about the songs, and you want to play those songs live. And so, you know, you only have anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour or whatever to play those songs. And so you got to kind of choose your battle, I guess.
About to bring us safely home.
was Thrice, a song from their new album.
Called Music Box.
Called Music Box. It's got mixed reviews, that album. I think it's not as good as their old stuff. I know you hear that a lot. It's not as good as their old stuff, whatever. But it's still a great album, and I recommend it. Recommend it. It's not a recommendation, though.
You already have recommended it as a
have
recommendation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not my recommendation
this week. So therefore, you can't. Once it's been recommended, it can't be recommended again.
All right, cool.
The rules of the recommendations.
Yeah. Thanks for laying down the law there, Charlie.
Okay. Brace yourself! It was quite slow that week because we actually said we were just about to do the recommendations, and then it came in. It should have come in when you were like, "I recommend that." Pay short, you know. obviously, the bled, you know. Losing it in there.
Young. The bled will never lose it. Anyway.
What's your recommendation of the week, Nathan?
What's my recommendation of the week? Have I done Circus Survive yet?
I don't know.
Okay, I bought the Circus Survive album recently.
I don't think you have.
I don't think I've done it, so I'm going to recommend it now. Circus Survive is called something beginning with J. Juturna, that's
Juturna.
It. Juturna. It's got wicked artwork. It's got really good artwork. And here's a little clip from that album. So that was In Fear and Faith, a small clip from the song In Fear and Faith by Circus Survive. Over to you, Charlie. What's your emo recommendation of the fortnight?
My emo recommendation of the fortnight. It's not really emo, but
it's more metal.
This is mainstream emo to hardcore. So it kind of, slightly in there, it's kind of metal. It's Killswitch Engage, End of Heartache. Their most recent album, unless they've released a new one.
No, they haven't.
Then it's the most recent album. Well, this is a clip from Rose of Sharon. Yeah. Now, the vultures, here I stand alone. Wondering, what were the last words I said to you? Will be praying that I'll find a way to turn back to. Yeah, so that was Rose of Sharon by Killswitch Engage, as I said beforehand, but I'm just saying it just in case you don't understand me, which then makes no sense to me saying it again if you don't understand me again. Anyway, my non-emo recommendation of the week is the almighty yet gloriously cheesy Dragon Force.
They're really bad, but really good at the same time.
Because they're like so amazing at their instruments, like you just have to listen to it. That it's really bad, but
enjoy.
Make you want to do again, Nathan? When you listen to it,
that
face, you can't see it. Just take a photo of it and put it on the mainstream page.
It's like if you were to stand in front of a plane engine. It's like that. Do that. Yeah, Imagine that face.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that.
Stand in front of a...
Anyway, how are we going to choose a bit of the song to play?
I don't know. We'll do it. Let's try. Wow, what the hell was that? I don't even know what to call that.
We tried to find the solo, but we couldn't work out what. Sorry, we tried to find the solo. But we couldn't work out what bit was a solo, what was a riff. It's
all a solo.
It's mad. And Nathan just showed me some videos too. Google have their little video thing. Type in Dragon Force, all one word.
It's the guy with the long hair. With the long Japanese guy.
Watch first one.
With the long hair.
And probably, there's probably some other ones of them if you search long and hard. Or if you see the music video on MTV 2 or on Scuzz, and like has like little bits that like, actually like zoom in on their hands playing as well keen, but it's like they're just so good. They're just so good. Anyway.
My non-emo.
Yes, Nathan's.
My non-emo recommendation. What are we doing? Are we doing Raekwon?
Are you going to be doing that?
I don't know. Is this... Let me play the song.
You can't play the whole thing.
Well,
I think you could because...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could because me and Raekwon are friends. Basically, yeah. Okay, my emo recommendation of the week, of the fortnight, is a track from Raekwon's... solo album, or one of his solo albums, Only Built for Cuban Links. He's a rapper from the Wu-Tang. This is for Jerome. This is a whole Wu-Tang song. No, whole Raekwon song. Listen to it. I know you guys might not listen to rap, but listen to this because it's good.
Yeah. Shake it. Yo. Yo, stand on the block, Reebok, gun cock, avalanche rock, get paid off, mass murderous services, chef, break them, box the alley cats, bake them, 4-9 made them, drop grenades and take them, quick, fast, we reflect like the sky be blue, true, Wu-Tang, saga, continue, grab Maya Lansky, crash your fantasy, getting high, fella, stand by, here's the plan, see, sit back, collecting, texting, checking, flowing slow in the Montero, flexing, beats break heavenly, word to INS, bless me, throw me like 3 bags of sets, for real. From the killer hill, locked and caged in. With small representatives, be acting like paid men. Strive for wives, now lies and lies. Max Ellen, enjoy the eyes. What? Treasure reservations are ice. The rich new man, possess the power to hold G's, guns, and grams. Baker, pull off a keystone paper. Point out the bad invention in the crowd. Proceed with caution as you enter the symphony. Degrees of punishment increase intensely. Syndrome was caused by the deadly drums, but the battle was won by swords being swung. Slicer with a vocal from the international vocalist. Your style is too local to fuck with this. Offensive antagonist, no assistance. Moving motionless, mysterious swiftness. Thoughts roll down the shaft of the brain. Mental gives the signal to the physical. Whirlwind kicks and hits from every angle. Violent temperaments, the continents dented. Poison vintage, wine rhymes I invented. Drunk by the drunken punches that punches the heart. Vital sparks from the artery spark.
I hope you enjoyed that track.
That was for Jerome.
It was for Jerome. It was by Raekwon. What are we doing now?
You know how we did the podcast 7A? We did the podcast 7A. The reason it was published twice was because when we first published it, we went to download it ourselves, and we got this man talking, which sounded sort of like this.
This podcast is on the air because of support by listeners like you. Because of the show's increasing popularity, it's actually reached its bandwidth allowance for this month. So please visit the producer's podcast page and make a small donation so that you can continue to enjoy this great podcast on a regular basis. Thanks for choosing Podomatic.com.
Yeah. How cool is that man's voice?
I want that man's voice. Podomatic. No, it wasn't even like that. It's crazy.
You can listen again and hear it. Yeah, so we got that. So, and it was because we'd run out of bandwidth space, as you heard. So we now have to upgrade our podcast.
Yeah, thingy, Podomatic thing.
Which is costing us money now. £5.88 a month. That is a month out of our own pocket, but it's worth it. And also now we can see how many of you are out there.
Yeah. So to the 4 of you who are listening, thanks for staying tuned
and for downloading our songs again and again and again. Podcast. Again and again and again. To get rid of our bandwidth limit or whatever.
Thanks.
Anyway.
We're going to play 4 songs today. aren't we?
I guess so.
Yeah, no, we are. So it's going to be a bit weird. Longest podcast ever. So just
we're going to just end it off with a song, save on time, and then just save the rest of the gold for.
Yeah, I reckon we should just say a quick goodbye and.
At the end or now?
No, now.
Now, okay.
Let me just play the song.
Goodbye.
Yeah, go to our MySpace, www.myspace.com/mainstreamo.
Yeah. All one word, isn't
all
it?
All one word. Go
it
there.
It hasn't got the dash like our email address. It's different. Don't ask me why we set it up like that, but we, you know, we're stupid, okay? Very stupid.
Anyway. But yeah, you got to go there and tell all your friends, like Taking Back Sunday said once a very long time ago.
Did they? Anyway, here's our last song. It's a surprise song.
We don't even know what it is.
We don't even know. It's for you. Here you go.
We're all mine. And the blood.